Let's talk a little bit about AML.
So of all the leukemias, I think acute myeloid leukemia is becoming the one that is the most frustrating one. If you look at the history of leukemia, AML was used as the prototype of the leukemia that's highly curable in the 60s. So all the studies were geared towards acute myeloid leukemia, and they showed that the cure rate is about 25%. Unfortunately, since the discovery of the cytarabine-anthracycline combinations, which was the major big discovery, the other discoveries in the past 30 years have been in smaller increments. So what has happened over time is as follows. The first important discovery was that high-dose cytarabine consolidation and perhaps during the induction would improve the cure rate in younger patients, and particularly the ones with the normal karyotype. The second important discovery, which is not as significant, is that of the anthracyclines. Probably the new generation anthracyclines like idarubicin and mitoxantrone will be more effective than donorubicin. Now, the third discovery is a recent one, and we're talking about AML in general. I'm going to go back to the subtypes of AML. The third important discovery, which is very recent, is the MRC studies showing that if you add Mylotarg, which is a CD33 monoclonal antibody, to intensive chemotherapy, then you can improve the event-free survival and perhaps the survival, again, in the younger patients and the ones with the favorable karyotype. So these are very important discoveries, but the incremental benefit has been smaller.